Hello and welcome to the Shortwave Music Library
on WMNB LP 107.1.
I'm DJ Frederick, and we're going to be listening to fresh sounds from yesterday, today, and next week. I really dislike announcing, so 98% of this show is going to be music. I'm taking your requests on the Shortwave Music Library Facebook page or by email at freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Thank you.
Well, happy good morning to you. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library. Now, if you're not quite sure what shortwave is or would like more information about it, there's a very cool blog. It's called SWLING, Shortwave Listening, SWLING.com. And I invite you to go take a peek over there. All right, on the turntable this morning, we heard Alan Haver with Going Out of My Head, and before that, Sven Liebeck, In the Wave. Speaking of waves, let's check in with Science in the Sea.
Exploring Science in the Sea. A volcano responsible for one of the most powerful eruptions of the last 10,000 years may be settling in for a nap, the result of higher sea levels. Santorini volcano is in the Aegean Sea, southeast of mainland Greece. About 3,600 years ago, it staged a spectacular eruption. It may have blown 15 cubic miles of rock and gas into the air. The eruption has been blamed for the demise of the nearby Minoan culture, and that could have triggered the legend of the lost city of Atlantis. Researchers combed through records of 360,000 years of eruptions. They used marine sediments mixed with the volcanic rock and ash to gauge sea level. They found that when it was at least 125 feet below the current level, the volcano started acting up. And as the sea level dropped even lower, Santorini got even more active. Water atop the volcano may act like the lid on a pressure cooker, keeping Santorini from boiling over. As the water level drops, though, the pressure inside the volcano takes over. The walls start to crack, and molten rock from a chamber deep below the surface forces its way upward. When the water pressure is low enough, the volcano erupts, pumping out ash and gas, then lava. As sea level rises, though, the process is reversed. The cracks begin to seal, and the eruptions come to a halt. The researchers found that of 211 big eruptions, all but three took place when sea level was much lower. And with sea level on the rise, that suggests Santorini could be ready for a nap. I'm Holly Brawley.
I'm Mundek Pete, and you're listening to the Shortwave Music Library.
Thank you.
the German band Finn Froil with the Penance Well. And just before that, we heard Piero Piccioni and Papa Funky. Well, I'm Papa DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNB 107.1 in North Adams. Thank you. Philip Catherine with Give It Up or Turn It Loose from a compilation called Funky Chimes Belgian Grooves from the 1970s. All right, it's time to turn this show loose. Thank you so much for listening here on WMNB. I'm DJ Frederick. I will be back next week with more grooves from the high frequencies.